You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has safely made it into Studio A with me, and I hope Kentucky New Era opinion editor Jennifer Brown is somewhere warm this morning. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
We're well.
Jennifer, we're going to be optimistic and believe that Thursday night you're going to give a program called Hoptown's Own TED Talk at the Hopkinsville Christian County Public Library Community Room. It's about Ted Poston.
Correct. We have already rescheduled this based on the weather. We made this decision this morning. but we can tell the listeners that it will be at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, May 12th.
Boy, you're not taking any chances, are you?
No.
Well, let's proceed, because Ted Poston is such an interesting man, and probably many of our listeners don't know who he is.
Right. Ted Poston was born in Hopkinsville in 1906. His parents were both educators, and he was from a large family. He graduated from the African-American high school in Hopkinsville, Attucks, in 1924, and within weeks or a few months was walking and hitchhiking to Nashville, Tennessee, where he enrolled in the Tennessee Agricultural and Industrial School. He earned a bachelor's degree there, and 4 years later, in 1928, he was in New York, and pretty quickly was in the thick of the Harlem Renaissance and knew many of the luminaries of that period, and began his journalism career there.
In the journalism career, it sort of blew up into fame pretty fast as well.
Yeah, it did. You know, he had two older brothers who had been producing a newspaper called The Contender, which actually started in Hopkinsville, and then moved to Nashville, and then to either Chicago or Detroit, I can't remember, and then to New York. So Ted was writing for, you know, a few different publications. And then he started freelancing for the New York Post. And the story is that the editor was paying him by the column inch, and that he was producing so much copy that the editor figured out that he better just put him on the staff. And he was the first African-American writer on staff. And the distinction that's, you know, important in history is that Ted was the first African-American journalist to make a career at a white mainstream newspaper, the New York Post. And we need to be clear that the New York Post was a very different paper then than it is today. It was a newspaper that was respected for some serious coverage, especially of the civil rights era.
And Ted Poston knew everybody in the civil rights era.
He did, yeah. Friends with Thurgood Marshall. You know, the list just goes on and on, yeah.
Now, I came across a review of Ted's book that you'll be talking about as well, The Dark Side of Hopkinsville, and it said that Poston covered the Scottsboro trial, the case leading to Brown versus Board of Education, the Emmett Till lynching trial, and George Wallace's stand inside the Alabama school door when he was shutting out blacks.
Sure, yeah. He also covered a rape trial in Florida, and that coverage resulted in him being nominated for the Pulitzer. He didn't win the Pulitzer that year, but he did win the George Polk Award, which is a very high journalism award. And 50 years after that coverage appeared in the New York Post in 1949, the series that he wrote from that rape trial in Florida. The series, by the way, was called Horror in the Sunny South. That series was selected by New York University School of Journalism as one of the 100 best works of journalism in the 20th century. And, you know, that list includes the likes of, you know, Woodward and Bernstein's Watergate coverage, Ernie Pyle's reporting from World War II, Edward R. Murrow's expose of Senator Joseph McCarthy. So he was, even, you know, decades later, people who studied journalism recognized how good Ted Poston's work was.
He was also an advisor to President Roosevelt.
That's right, yes. I think it was called the Negro News Bureau, and he worked there during World War II, and then eventually went back to the New York Post.
So Kathleen Hawke, who edited The Dark Side of Hopkinsville, which are not journalism stories, they are kind of mischievous stories called maybe embellishments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was researching, I think she was researching Langston Hughes and came across Ted Poston. Was that it?
Yeah. And her name is pronounced Hawke.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It took me a while to learn that, probably the first time I talked to her on the phone. So I believe the story is that Kathleen, who was then, I think, teaching at an African-American college in Atlanta, learned that a publication was being put together of some of the great black writers in America, and they were looking for people to write biographies. And she volunteered to write something about Ted, although she didn't really know a lot about him at that time, and she wanted to know more. And so she became acquainted with one of Ted's friends after he died, Henry Lee Moon, who was the executor of Ted's estate. And when she went to see him, she mentioned, you know, that she had seen one or two of these short stories about Ted's childhood in Hopkinsville. And the story she told me was that he literally pulled open a desk drawer and he had all of the stories, and they had never been published, and he agreed to let her work on this. So the stories are set, I'm going to say, around 1912 to maybe 1915, when Ted was, you know, elementary school age. And there are stories about, you know, his antics with his friends and their view of the world and watching, you know, black leaders in Hopkinsville and how they dealt with the white community, because it was still just completely segregated. And, you know, some of the stories, you know, pull in, you know, U.S. history, you know, important events. One of the short stories that he wrote was called Birth of a Notion, which was which was his take on the movie Birth of a Nation, which, by the way, is 100 years old this year. And that movie, a silent film, was responsible for really deepening some destructive stereotypes about African Americans as aggressors or predators in America. And the Ku Klux Klan ended up using the film Birth of a Nation as a recruiting tool at that time. So Ted has a great story about the movie coming to the Rex Theater in Hopkinsville, which was a theater in downtown Hopkinsville at that time. And one of his friends gets into the projection room and starts fooling around with the film, and they spool it on backwards, and there's this important scene in the movie where a white man in black face playing a black man is supposed to be chasing a white woman off a cliff. Well, in Ted's version, you know, the woman is at the bottom of the hill, and she's coming back over the cliff toward the man. So it's a great story.
Well, the whole book strikes me. I've since read just recently Bell Hooks' book Bone Black,
right?
And it both of them, in very different ways, give a glimpse into a culture that is hard to see.
Yes.
I think they're pretty significant books in that respect. Does the library in Hopkinsville feature them pretty prominently most of the time?
Yeah, they do. In fact, I was at a meeting at the library recently to plan the program that we're going to do.
In May.
In March now.
Oh, no, did March, you say March?
March 12th, yes.
I wrote down yes. May 12th for some yeah. reason. March 12th.
Yeah.
Well, you're still being yeah. a little risky there.
Yeah. Anyway, I noticed a stack of copies of The Dark Side of Hopkinsville. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've just, I have been searching for mine and have not been successful in finding it. So I just ordered another copy along with the Langston Hughes book, The Book of Negro Humor, to learn more. I really appreciate your taking the time to know more than I do about Ted Poston. And we have to say again that Jennifer Brown will be giving a TED Talk about Ted Poston, the Dean of Black Journalists, he was called. And it's going to be, let's get it right, 5:30 Thursday, March 12th.
Correct. At the Hopkinsville Christian County Public Library on Bethel Street in downtown Hoptown.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.